This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We welcome on the live line Republican strategist Carl Calabrese. Carl, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
President Trump this week, he posted the Truth Social. He is, quote, going to lead a movement to get rid of mail-in ballots, unquote. What's the president's reasoning for considering that ban?
That's a good question because my head is kind of spinning with this. If you go back, Donald Trump has had, you know, three different relationships now with mail-in voting. He hated it, called it corrupt for years. And then a couple of years ago, he said, well, I don't like it, but it's the rules in play, and we have to learn how to use those rules to our benefit. So he began encouraging Republicans to take advantage of mail-in voting. In fact, the Republican National Committee began a very successful program called Bank the Vote, which has really helped Republicans win seats. Well, now we're back to the hate relationship. Politically, I think it's a mistake with the midterm elections coming up. People like mail-in voting. I personally don't like it, but my opinion really doesn't matter. People like it. They use it. When Donald Trump says that mail-in voting is corrupt, Republican participation in elections goes down, and we have lost some critical Senate seats because of being just outgunned with early voting. I think of the two seats in Georgia. I think of the one in Pennsylvania a couple of years ago where John Fetterman on election day had, I looked this up, he had 729,000 votes in hand from early voting over Mehmet Oz. That is a huge hole to try to dig out of. And so I'm concerned with the midterm elections coming up. Now all of a sudden we're back to mail-in voting is corrupt, don't do it. That could cost seats in the Senate and House and maybe control of one or both of those bodies. So politically speaking, I've got real concerns about this new kind of old position of Donald Trump that don't do it, it's corrupt. I think it could hurt the party next year.
And Carl, he wants it to be ended before the 2026 midterms. I mean, is that even realistic?
I doubt it, Susan. I mean, the Constitution of the United States gives states the power, and I'm quoting right from the Constitution, it gives states the power to control and conduct the, quote, time, places, and manner of elections. However, the federal government can pass legislation dealing with how voting is conducted for federal office. So it's conceivable that you could get a bill that would ban mail-in voting, early voting for the midterms next year. However, what are the odds of that getting through the House? I think those are probably pretty good that it's Republican controlled, but then surviving a filibuster in the Senate. I doubt that. And even if it did get through, there might very well be court challenges from states. And that kind of question in terms of the constitutional rights and powers of the states versus the federal government could very well end up in the Supreme Court. And that don't happen overnight. So, yeah, I think the chances of this happening are slim and none. And the fact that he's now again talking about it's corrupt could, I think, hurt Republican turnout and participation with early voting. You cannot have a situation like this, the race I just cited, where a Democrat, in the case of John Fetterman, 729,000 more votes in hand before the polls even open. That's a huge, huge hole to try to dig out of.
And I love that you bring that up, because now Elise Stefanik is on board with this idea. She posted about her support for ending mail-in voting. If she does turn out to be the challenger for Governor Hochul, could that be an issue for Stefanik?
It sure could be. And, she might be cutting off her nose to spite her face. Look, I think that mass mail-in voting is bad and could be corrupt. Go back to 2005. 2005, a report came out from a special commission appointed by George W. Bush. The commission was a bipartisan commission on the integrity of the voting process. It was chaired by James Baker, the former Secretary of State, and former President Jimmy Carter. They came out with 10 or 12 recommendations on how to maintain integrity in the voting system. And one of the things they said was, don't engage in mass mail-in voting. That is the most susceptible for corruption. We can never have another election like we had in 2020, where 140 million ballots are mailed out based on voter rolls that in most cases have not been updated and purged in anywhere from 3 to 10 years. So you've got ballots going out to houses where you don't know if the people are alive. You don't know if they still live in the state. It's just ripe for fraud.
You know,
we can't have that again.
Along that line, Stefanik is also pushing to require photo ID for people to cast their votes. Why is there so much resistance to this?
Because the resistance is, and to be honest, is from the Democrats. The public supports this. This is one of those 80-20 issues where 80% of the public supports it, 20% don't. But, the question is, you could make it very easy for people who aren't eligible to vote, who aren't citizens, voting. And of course, I think that speaks volumes that the opposition to a common sense idea of proving who you are before you vote is coming from the left and Democrats. I mean, we've talked about this before. You've got to produce photo ID at the airport. You've got to produce it in banks. You've got to produce it sometimes to even get into an office building in downtown Buffalo. But yet you can't do it for voting, to say who I'm really this voter. It's common sense, but the left doesn't want it because they think it will hurt their ability to get voters who aren't eligible to vote voting.
All right. Hey, one other thing while we have you. Want to ask you about the visa crackdown. What do you make of this continued immigration crackdown with the administration? 55 million people with U.S. visas are getting reviewed.
Well, I think it's good from a number standpoint, especially national security. I mean, we allow a lot of people in this country with not a lot of vetting. I'm particularly concerned with the amount of visas we give to Chinese students, for example. We've got 300,000 Chinese students in the United States studying. You know how many students we allowed from the Soviet Union to study in America during the Cold War? Anywhere from 20 to 50 a year. So we got 300,000 Chinese students, many of them studying science and technology, engineering, math, going back to China with all of that knowledge, using it in many cases for the Chinese military. So I'm very concerned about that. And I think if we could get a better handle on that, the better for this country's security.
Carl, great to hear you. And you'll be back with David Bellavia for your regular hit coming up
sure
today
will.
At noon.
Good Great. To have you back, Susan.
Thank you. Our Carl Calabrese, Republican strategist, joining us this morning on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.